It is time for Food for a Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman. Judy, of course, is the author, co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and Before Her Voice Was Still, and she joins us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Dr. Wertman.
Good morning, and I'm so pleased that life is getting a little better in terms, certainly in terms of the meteorological situation. But I'm wondering if people are starting to saunter out, let's say 2 months from now or 3 months from now, when they really can take off their multi-layers of clothing, and they suddenly discover that really underneath is a bigger figure than they had gone into the winter with. One of the problems with going through any winter is weight gain, but I think this winter is probably one of the worst, not just because of the pandemic, which is a major contributor, but, of course, because the weather has been so terrible in most of the country that, as you said, Marshall, you don't venture too far to take a brisk walk when there are 2 feet of snow in front of you and the wind chill is 10 below zero.
Yeah, exactly.
But one of the things that you know, has been written about, and there's several articles that have been published just in the last couple of months, is whether, you know, this stress that we have all experienced of the pandemic has exacerbated the weight gain that we normally would have in the wintertime. And there was a curious study that was sort of written about as sort of news reports on health that came out sometime in February, showing that people who are already obese, who are enrolled in a wellness program, parenthetically, it didn't seem to do them much good, at Texas University, were asked to take a survey that questioned whether they found that their tendency to use food, alcohol, and recreational drugs to deal with their stress went up during the pandemic, during the previous summer, 3 or 4 months the previous summer when they were in this wellness program. And lo and behold, it turns out that the majority of these individuals who were in this program, a wellness program, said that, yes, they had increased by significantly the amount of food they ate, the alcohol they were drinking, more of them started taking recreational drugs, and this was in response to their stress, their depression, their anxiety, their uncertainty, their frustration, and even their boredom. And so the conclusion of this paper was, well, clearly people who are obese are very sensitive to situations which cause them stress, like the pandemic, and their response is to experience mood disorders like depression and anxiety and resort to various behaviors which bring them comfort, eating, drinking, and recreational drugs. Well, my quarrel with this study is that why are the obese unique in this? You mean that nobody who started out with the pandemic in normal weight, none of us responded by gaining any weight during this past year? I mean, I showed my blog to a friend of mine. She said, oh, I'm so glad I only gained 20 pounds this winter. I mean, this past year. And so this study certainly didn't show whether people who were not obese certainly had the same tendency to gain the weight due to the association between mood problems, disorders, and the need for comfort. But the bigger question is, well, what do you do about it? I mean, should people who have gained the weight because of emotional stress and distress and the tendency to use food that's safe for comfort, should they just be given a traditional weight loss program? Or conversely, should people who experience depression and anxiety be sent only to a mental health therapist, a mental health worker, and not be treated for their obesity, for their weight gain? And it occurred to me, Jill, that one of the specialties that seems to be missing, and it's such an obvious one, to be trained in is somebody who both knows about how to get people to lose weight who tend to be emotional overeaters, and who also knows about the impact of mental illness on behavior in general, the fatigue, the lack of desire to exercise, the perhaps unhealthy food choices caused by the depression and anxiety. It really is curious that if you have a problem, if you're depressed, you go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a psychiatric social worker. And if you are fat, even though it was caused specifically by stress, you go see you know, a dietitian, or you sign up for one of those advertised programs that delivers food for your door, but nobody works together. And, you know, now that we do so much online, why can't people begin to work as a team so that, let's say you take some of these people who are in this study, these people, say, okay, you're going to be having a mutual session with your therapist and with your weight loss counselor, and we're going to talk about how you deal with emotional stress. Are you reaching for food? What kind of food are you reaching for? Maybe we should be giving you some, your talk therapy to help you with your depression rather than just concentrating on whether you're eating celery rather than chocolate cake. It would seem like such an obvious pairing. And yet nobody seems to say, gee, maybe it's a time we should develop some kind of subspecialty. Either dietitians or weight loss counselors or what have you have training in psychotherapy, or at least you work together with somebody who does.
No, I think it's absolutely necessary. I am turning into, it's like the lone cockeyed optimist in existence, going and trying to encourage, mostly because a couple of weeks ago I saw something, and it was so demoralizing and depressing, and the attitude, it was actually a news feed that I've been watching for a long time, and they're quite fancy. They're sampled by the great and the good, and it's basically, uh-huh. Oh, we're just miserable people. And I was like, you know what, guys? My mother didn't raise me like that. So, you know, no, but seriously, it sounds really basic, and it sounds really, you know, I'm sure facile and stupid, but the fact is that unless people stop with the, it's not like that anymore, we can't do that, and start with the, no, I'm serious. You know, it's like, oh, there's no one to run the nonprofit, people don't like doing that anymore. Oh, no one wants to work. Yeah, I mean, until that there is a shift in that attitude, it like even a mini minuscule one. I made up a new word there. Even a minuscule, it's like a minor attitude adjustment, which is, it's like, all right, clearly you can't fix the whole thing because it's a tangled mess. But can you figure out a way to make it slight? You got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
Is my point.
Exactly.
And something
why don't
like
we just
that,
start? You know, I once heard, I think I read this in a book, it said, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer was, one small bite after another. Meaning, what do you do when you have this major complex problem? You start, as you say, start attacking little bits of it. And when you have something so obvious as people who are just saying, yes, I'm an emotional overeater, yes, this has caused me great distress, yes, I'm using food or alcohol, yes, I need some help. And what do? You don't put them on a Weight Watchers diet and say, oh, go home and eat your celery. You don't just send them to a mental health therapist when they are already, 150 pounds overweight and they need more than simply being told, okay, we're going to deal with your depression, what's wrong? You need people who work together.
Well, the other thing to this particular point, since everybody has, is zooming to a fairly well, this isn't even a question of having to corral people and say, hey,
exactly,
can you go meet so-and-so at such and such a time? This is, you take five people, if you talk to 10 people, 9.3 of them are absolutely a wreck. Whether it's not as though you've got a small sample pool is what I'm trying to say.
That's right. And why can't you have group meetings on Zoom?
It's not
which
a reason
we have
in the
all
world.
The time.
Right.
You know, and you have two facilitators. You have a facilitator who might be a psychiatric social worker. Says, okay, we know you're eating this way because you're upset. Let's talk about the stress we all talk about. And then somebody else says, okay, you better not go on a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet. I'm the dietitian telling you this because you're going to deplete serotonin and, it's just going to make you feel worse. So why – you're absolutely right, Jill. And this is so simple to do now.
Exactly. I mean, you've got a completely captive audience. So all I'm saying is you have the dietitian say, right, don't you dare go on – don't go keto right this second because, it's not going to help your mental health. And the psychological facilitator jumps in and says, yes, that's absolutely right. And the most important thing is to find balance here. So how about for the first week we try this, let's –
yes.
I'm making this up. Let's try portion control. And y'all.
And then also you can add somebody who knows about exercise. That okay, we know it's snowing out. We know it's hard to work out. But you know, maybe you can.
That's week
you
five.
Know, walk 3 feet in front of your house, or walk around the block, or something. You know, this is again the ideal time to bring it together, a team to help people lose weight, not just throw food at them or send them to a therapist by themselves. Well, let's hope somebody's listening, Jill, because you know, somebody said the other day, I was on a Zoom conference, do you think we'll go back to only in-house meetings? And the person said, no, because it's just too convenient, especially when the weather is horrible, to be able to meet online and accomplish what you have to accomplish. And so maybe this is going to be a good thing.
Yep.
Maybe eventually people will be able to get teams together to work with all sorts of problems and learning situations.
Especially for people
who aren't
able. And
maybe we too will see each other on Zoom. That would be nice, too.
But the other thing is, okay, we've got to wrap it up. I'm getting the hook. People don't know what that means. But thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Okay, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy right here on Robin Hood Radio on Thursday mornings and rebroadcast at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.